Welcome to our second teaching session on metta meditation. In this session, we'll be focusing on the word that metta is typically translated into in English, the compound word loving kindness. So what does loving kindness mean in the context of metta? And what does it mean to cultivate loving kindness toward ourselves and others? The Buddha's teachings found throughout the Pali Canon emphasize that loving kindness is a boundless quality of the mind that wishes for the well-being and happiness of all. This is a profound idea, that loving kindness can be limitless, sometimes referred to as immeasurable, and might be cultivated indefinitely. Often in the sutras, the Buddha invites his followers to consider how a mother loves her child. He uses this as a metaphor to illustrate the depth of loving kindness that we can develop. If a child is in danger, would their mother not do everything in her power to protect them? Of course she would. The Buddha uses this analogy to show that just as a mother's love for her child is unconditional and protective, so too can we cultivate an unconditional loving kindness toward ourselves and all other beings. In the context of metta meditation, we can be confident that by cultivating loving kindness, we are nurturing a quality of the heart that brings peace, stability, and happiness to ourselves and others. What does loving kindness entail? A quick exploration reveals that loving kindness is defined as a quality of friendliness. It's a benevolence and a goodwill that is free from selfish attachment. It implies a sincere wish for the well-being of others. In Buddhism, metta is considered a powerful means to harmonize with the world and lead a peaceful life. By practicing metta meditation, we don't only cultivate loving kindness with our words, but through repeated practice, we learn to move the intention from our words to our mind and eventually to our heart, so that ultimately our aim is that our whole being radiates loving kindness. The Buddha's discourses further highlight the transformative power of loving kindness. For instance, the Metta Sutra teaches us to cultivate a heart of boundless love, to cherish all living beings, and to radiate kindness across the entire world, above, below, and all around, unobstructed, without any hatred or resentment. This is a tall order, but the example set by the Buddha and his teachings is unequivocal. Cultivating loving kindness leads to harmony, peace, and happiness, both for oneself and for others. With this understanding, let's practice this loving kindness meditation, first focusing the loving kindness toward our own selves. We'll start with three common loving kindness phrases: may I be well, may I be peaceful, and may I be free. If you haven't already, go ahead and find a comfortable posture. And as you settle in and get more comfortable, take a few slow, relaxing breaths and let your nervous system calm down just a little bit more. And as you start to find a comfortable rhythm for relaxed breathing, we'll begin to say the phrases, may I be well, may I be peaceful, may I be free. We'll begin this practice by directing loving kindness toward ourselves. But as we continue practicing together over the coming sessions, we'll also practice turning that loving kindness outward. As you breathe in now, think of breathing in that kind intention for yourself. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. And as you exhale, let your body's natural relaxation response do the work of calming down your nervous system. Breathing in loving kindness for yourself. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. And breathing out, letting your body naturally relax. Continuing these cycles at a pace that's comfortable for you. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. You may notice that there's some resistance to letting yourself really feel the wish to be well and peaceful and free. If that's the case for you, just make note of that resistance. There's no need to get caught up in it or to try to actively force it to go away. Over time, as you gently repeat these kind intentions, you'll notice that that resistance is likely to fade. Breathing in deeply then, that spirit of kindness. Continue with the words. May I be well. May I be peaceful. And may I be free. It's like the words or waves on a warm seashore that wash over your body. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. Allowing those waves of loving kindness to wash over you. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. And as we close this practice now, feel free to let these words continue washing over you throughout your day. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free.